The sound of gunshots on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. At least 20 people have been killed over the past week alone, many of them caught in the crossfire of rival gangs.
My husband died and left me with 3 children. The situation is difficult for me. I don't know what to do.
Violence linked to gangs has forced thousands of residents to flee their neighborhoods. Many, like Marie-Dienne Préville and her 3 children, say they're too afraid to return home.
I have seen many things, people dying and people walking around with heavy weapons. There's no one who can say anything.
This otherwise bustling street was quiet on Friday. Many businesses across the city have closed their doors. Gang violence in Port-au-Prince has worsened since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last July. Experts estimate that as many as 90 criminal gangs are actively operating in the city.
All I can tell is that Haiti is unlivable right now. You can't do anything. There's nothing happening. Businesses can't run. You can't even leave the city. First of all, the southern part of the city is occupied by gangs. Now the northern part is also occupied. So basically, we're locked in. We're under siege.
Authorities have deployed some 100 police units to patrol neighborhood streets. As government officials in Haiti continue to struggle to curb violence linked to criminal gangs, the concern now is over the growing number of residents being displaced by the worsening security situation. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.